Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
Is it?
No.
No. Only in your mind.
I guess so. God, that would be not great if this is
psychically transmitted.
Oh, okay.
through psychic waves directly from the U of M campus.
Psychically.
We're on 101.5 FM and online every Wednesday evening. I upload the day's episode.
Yes, I like how you like to pat yourself on the back for that.
It's a small thing. I'll take the small triumphs okay. in my life.
You're like, I did it. I'm like, wow.
the bare minimum, and I reach it.
You did it.
I did it.
Good job.
We like to talk about video games on this here show when I'm not congratulating myself for doing a bare minimum of a thing.
You did it.
I did it. Because we collect video games?
Yes.
And video game memorabilia?
Yes. Mostly that.
We follow video game news on occasion.
Yeah.
And sometimes, very rarely.
What?
We play video games.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a lie.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yes. Video games. You went and picked up something very, very cool for our Switch.
Oh, okay. I was like, I get a lot of things.
I've
been buying. They had a good. Steam had a really good sale, and so I bought a lot of games.
And.
A lot.
Well. We also do sometimes collect amiibos, but some of them are very difficult to find.
Well, yeah. And by...
And very expensive to procure.
Well, okay. Yeah, we've talked about amiibos, how, like, you know, I think they're great because they are really good looking for, like, a $13 to $20 figure. The problem is Nintendo does a forced scarcity thing. I don't know why. Well, I know why. It's capitalism. Because, and then people buy all of them and then resell Rosalina for like $3,000.
And I don't have $3,000 to spend on a small figure.
No, no matter how nice they are. And once again, I think just the more egregious thing is the fact that they're like $13, $14, $15, $16, like... Fancy ones are maybe 30 max. Maybe you get a double set that's like 24. Like, yeah. They're really reasonably priced. So paying anything more than like the retail price for them feels very wrong. Like, I never will.
Yeah.
All of mine that I have paid retail price for. I have three and one for you.
You got me one as a Christmas present, and
yeah.
It's the best.
And that was the more expensive one, but it was like $34. But I feel like that was about the price everywhere. But yeah, like all the ones that I've bought have been at cost because I don't, or this the price retail price because I refuse because I know that there's this terrible scalping. Slash, once again, we were talking about it. So what I picked up was, I don't know what they're called, but they're basically like they're cards that allow you, that have the amiibo information on it.
Which is great because it's not, you don't necessarily need the figure, but you should not be locked out from content of the game.
Yeah, which I think for certain games, there definitely just is content or just cool things that... You would have to pay at this point maybe $50 to $100 to get at, which doesn't seem necessary. Like, in particular, it does go to the fact that amiibos, there's like four of them, right?
Right.
I know for a fact that there's also really cute Animal Crossing ones. We're not as big as an end to Animal Crossing as some people are, but... If you are interested in certain villagers, you can buy them for very cheap. Like, these cards for very cheap. Like, we got 24? I don't know how to count. We got a lot for $24.
Yeah.
We got all of the Zelda ones, basically.
Pretty much. I now have Epona, which is a difficult amiibo to find nowadays.
Yeah.
Wolf Link, which is a incredibly difficult one to find. Yeah, nowadays.
So that's the Twilight Princess one. That was like, yeah, special edition. Yeah, lots of special edition ones. Even things like the Wind Waker amiibos are ridiculously hard to find. Toon Link, he's very difficult to get. Yeah, like the only one that I have of Zelda, other than we have Wind Waker Link, is Zelda from Breath of the Wild because I love her. She doesn't do much, I'm not gonna lie to you, but that's like one of my favorite versions of Zelda. I'm sad about the Zelda and Skywing situation because that's the newest amiibo. I would like that. I'm also sad because it's locked out. It locks out fast travel.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if there was... I feel there was some sort of fast travel in that game, but I don't remember for sure. I haven't played it in so long. This is Skyward Sword in particular.
There was, because there were other villages you can get to and temples you could get to. There was a fast travel option once you were able to unlock it with your Loftwing.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. So, it feels weird that that is locked out via amiibo. I would assume it might be a thing where people complain enough and Nintendo will rectify it and make the amiibo do something else. But, yeah, I personally would like to have it because that is another one of my favorite iterations of Zelda. Like, I love that. I once again, I'm a big fan of Skyward Sword. I liked it a lot. It has flaws, but the story's amazing. Yeah.
It's coming out later this week.
Yeah, fairly soon, so. Yeah.
July 16th.
Yes.
So I'm pretty stoked that that's coming out. But yes, I am a little disappointed this fast travel lockout situation that's going on.
It's just weird. It's unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. But we will deal with that when it comes. Maybe the cards that we got will help us with that too.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would assume with every Nintendo game, like the Zeldas will definitely, especially Zelda games. So, like, at least you'll get a hat or something, right?
I'm down with the hat. I got a hat with one of the cards, too. It's great. So thank you for getting me the cards. It's pretty fantastic. What games have we been playing this week, Callis?
I've played a couple games. I played so much Astroneer. Did we not talk
we
about this game?
We talked about Astroneer last week, but it's still good. You're still enjoying
my,
it.
Well, no, me and my friend, we beat it. We beat all of the things, like, all we did all the missions. So it's just, like, we will never... Well, we might, you know, we might do it later, but it's just... Yeah,
you've
finished.
I didn't think there was a finish to it.
There's an ending of sorts. Like, there's sort of a thing where you can, like, get... Basically, you start all of the cores of every planet and moon, and then there's, like, a little end screen and everything, and credits.
Huh.
Yeah.
I spent so much time digging that I'd probably never get to the end screen.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I just love digging.
Mm-hmm.
And what else have you been playing?
Well, what have you been playing first? Because okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, last week, you also let me know that PlayStation Now came out with Neo 2 and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
So, I spent a day and a half downloading Red Dead Redemption 2.
Because
it is
a while.
And it's such a massive file. We're talking, like, 115 gigabytes.
Yeah.
It was a 14-hour download. So long.
Whoa, that's too long.
Nothing should take 14 hours. So, since I invested this time, I am playing Red Dead Redemption 2. And I'm having an amount of fun. I am enjoying... I'm avoiding the main quest because I've got horses to ride and an honor system to get good at. And it is keeping me mostly entertained, just running around this huge map, because I like exploration and seeing what's broken in games. That seems to be what I'm driven by. But if you are interested in the story, this is a prequel to Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
So, it's...
Prequel?
It is a prequel.
Oh, why?
that's how they wanted to do it. They wanted to take it a few years before the original game.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. I don't care.
No? Well, you get a young version of John Marston, who is the main character from Red Dead Redemption. And one of your first tutorial things is to rescue him from a storm.
Okay.
He went and got himself stuck on a mountain, lost his horse. And you are playing as Arthur Morgan, who is part of the Vanderlind gang, who are in direct competition with the O'Driscoll gang. You had to run out of a town called Blackwater, left a whole bunch of money behind because something bad went down, and now it's you face and your gang of people facing the elements and trying to avoid the law. It's Grand Theft Auto in the Dying West.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's a Rockstar game.
It's a Rockstar game. Which, because it's a Rockstar game, I was not overly keen on spending a full amount of money, which is why I'm glad I got it for free. Subscription, but free.
Yeah.
It is fun if you like just going around and exploring, causing random chaos, collecting horses, a hunting simulator. It's a very pretty game. You can tell that they spent a lot of time making it look good. It's one of the most expensive games ever made. This thing was like 8 years in development.
Yeah, was it made without crunch, Megan?
It was not made without crunch. No. This opened up a whole bunch of the controversy in Rockstar when it came to crunch, when it came to crediting creators.
Yeah.
When it came to a whole bunch of allegations against the management and company of Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar kind of sucks.
Rockstar is not a company you should support, which is why I 100% support getting this game for free.
Yeah, wink.
Wink.
I thought you would be interested because I knew it was a horse simulator, basically. Like, it is 90% a horse simulator, the other percent is Grand Theft Auto. Right?
It's you took the cars out of Grand Theft Auto and replaced them all with horses.
I mean, that does, I feel like I'd be more interested in it. Like, I think my main, like, contention is the fact that I like in Grand Theft Auto that you can, like, change the music and you can have different music playing.
That's what I miss the most, is having a playlist of music behind me that is...
Obviously, like, for this oldie, like, it would be a little bit like you have, like, four different guys in a little band traveling behind you, right? And they're just playing different songs and you're like, nope, next.
Nope.
Skip ahead a little bit. But yeah, like, I played a lot of Red Dead Redemption, my first one, which I guess it's a sequel to, isn't it? Like, there's a Deadeye or Red Dead or something.
There is a zombie version, which is like...
No, but I think there's just a game called Red Dead or Deadeye or something. Because I think that's where Red Dead Redemption came from. But yeah, I played up all the way until I got to Mexico, and then I sort of got bored because it was the same thing. Once again, this is me in certain games. This is the same thing with Bethesda games, same thing with, like, a lot of sort of open worldy games where at a certain point I'm no longer, unless the story's good, I'm no longer interested in continuing.
See, that's the thing, like, I'm enjoying parts of the story, but maybe it's just not the right story for me. I haven't quite found the perfect game that encompasses my need to explore an open world and really enjoy a story.
Yeah.
Get really invested in some characters.
Dragon Age, like, they're not that open worldy. Like, you could say Inquisition to an extent, but it's not open world sandbox situation, whereas I feel that is what Red Dead Redemption, Saints Row, Grand Theft Auto, those kind of games are, right?
Yeah, this gives you the chance to go and collect a whole bunch of horses and do a whole
bunch of animals.
Like,
there's like 40 different dogs. There's like 40 different birds. Like, there's 40 different cows and sheep and goats. Like, well, that's the thing. There's not just one. Like, there's like at least three of each kind of thing. Kind of, like, is what it looks like to me. Because you had seen a lot of different animals, but it was only, like, you had, like, maybe one page filled out. yeah, of animals. Because, and I would assume there is just like 20 different kinds of dogs.
There's like over 160 animals. That's
which
so
is cool.
Many.
Like, once again, I can appreciate the craftsmanship and the work that went into this game. I can't appreciate, like, the human lives or human, like, mental damage that this has done to people to get it done. Especially since, like, Rockstar has a really crappy policy where if you don't work on the game for the entire 8 or however many years, you don't get any credits. Which for video game, like, developers, like, a credit in something is a really big deal.
That's like a make or break of your career sometimes.
Yes, and especially for something like a Rockstar game, right? People would love to probably scoop up people who worked at Rockstar. But that's really kind of, it's not a great policy because you should give people credit for the work that they did. It's pretty easy. It's pretty, like, it's literally a line of text at the end credits, which 90% of people will not sit through in any way. They're either going to try and skip it immediately, or they're going to, like, go do something else or look at their phone for, like, the 12 minutes of credits.
I have beaten this game. Now it's time for me to wait for the 15 minutes to see literally the end scene. Like,
yes,
in a Marvel situation.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm just saying that it's the least they could do. But, yeah.
It's still a cool game, but we have seen recently that really good, in-depth, extensive games can be made without human sacrifice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Hades for that one, because...
Well, Hades, the new Ratchet & Clank.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there is, you know, there is games that are quote-unquote AAA. Like, Hades is done by a indie developer, Supergiant Games. And they really worked extensively with the community to make Hades, like, a good game. Like, they talked to gamers about what they would want in a video game. And they were like, oh, you know what? This sounds great. Let me do this. And then Hades is an amazing game. But yeah.
And I will probably go back to Hades. Like, I'm already finding myself kind of flagging with the whole thing where I just want horses, okay? Just give me a game where I just go and collect wild horses.
That's what I was telling you. Mary Kay and Ashley, right? I don't remember what it was called. It was something about horses.
We'll try and find that one.
No.
Does it have the same deep graphics?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're flat polygons.
And I think because I also have it, I will go and check out... You know what? No. I'll have Neo 2. But
you'll
once I
look
get,
at it.
I'll look at it, but we do have Skyward Sword.
You'll look at it
coming
out. And then shy away and be like, oh, hi, Neo. You have 64 bosses. All right. I'll see you later.
I will give it a try, a taste, if you will.
Yeah.
Before
knows?
I'm like, you know what? This
before
is for
I'm
somebody
like,
else.
Well, yeah.
Somebody else's thumbs can suffer through this.
Yeah.
And yeah, you said you played another game.
I played Overcooked 2.
Now, I remember us playing Overcooked 1. We
yep.
talked about it years ago at this point.
Yeah, well, I think Overcooked 2 actually came out in 2019. So Overcooked, the first one's been around for a while. It's basically like a multiplayer kitchen game, and it just gets kind of wacky. Like, I think my only kind of contention with this game is there are parts of it that feel like a mobile game, and I don't like that. That
yeah.
that would be my only contention with it. Otherwise, like, it's very enjoyable. It's high-paced. I think for me, unfortunately, I can't play games where people want to mess around with, like, in certain cases, I definitely can, but otherwise, like, if there's a goal, I really want to do the goal.
Yes.
I like to follow the rules to an extent, you see? Especially if the video game tells me to do something, I'm like, I'm gonna do it so hard, video game.
Especially since this one is a high stress at points game,
it is,
too.
And that's the thing, is, like, your little characters get in the way of each other, and there's things like, you know, rice will burn, and things will set on fire. There's certain levels where you're, like, high up in the sky, and then you can fall off for a hot second.
Oh, boy.
There are things that can set on fire, like, things that set on fire, then you have to use a fire extinguisher. I've found that the controls are a little annoying. I might have to just get a controller out and map them that way.
I can't imagine playing that game on a keyboard.
It's a little, like, the other thing is just, like, it's not, sometimes my inputs feel like they don't work kind of thing. You know, I'm, like, pressing button. Yeah. Or I get confused because there's a pickup button and then there's, like, I think pickup and drop are the same thing. But then there's also, like, a toss button. And sometimes you have to toss things because, for instance, we were on, like, two river rafts kind of thing. And I was on one side. And the thing is, we were playing, like, a three team. And this might have been a little easier with four. Who knows? It might have been worse because space and stuff. And people getting in my way. And I hate it so much. But it was like I was on one side and I would have to chop up the food and then throw it back at them. Like they would throw the food to me and I would chop it and then I would throw them the chopped food. So it was that was very funny though because the throwing aspect is difficult because it's like you have to position it, you have to tap the button, then you have to like hold the button. So I do think that potentially a controller would help out. So I'll probably plug it in and just figure that out. But it's fun. Yes, high stakes is definitely what it is. But yeah, it's just a cute little multiplayer cooking game.
It kind of strikes me almost like a Mario Party mini game sort of situation, but slightly more complex. More steps.
Yeah, but I would say Mario Party is like different. Like Mario Party feels like it has different games. This is just cooking with quote-unquote cooking. It's me pressing a button at certain places and then pressing more buttons.
That's good cooking. That's it pretty is much cooking.
Yeah, right. But it's very cute. I like how it looks. There's a story, right? There's a story mode. Yeah, like, so it's enjoyable once again. I think I will enjoy it more maybe if I remap my keys to a controller.
So you'll come back to us and see if that works out a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I am, I think that's about all I've got for this week. I gotta go and maybe collect more horses, maybe start up Neo, maybe collect more horses in Zelda, because now I have access to more horse in Zelda.
Yeah.
And we will come back to you next week with, I'm hoping to get our hands on a copy of Skyward Sword for the weekend. Because I really, really want to give it a try.
Yeah, I'm excited for that game.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Good.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
They'll do it justice.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's everything we have for you for this week. Keep changing.
Bye.
Now it's time to rest. Mm-hmm.